traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Anyway, what's up, y'all? How are you? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Let me pull my mic a little bit closer. I am here on WinJet TV. There was a little bit of confusion between the 5 and 5:30, blah, 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 but it is at 5 p.m. I was reading the instructions. I'm like, okay, there's a lot of little things going on, especially when you leave Nina to push all her own buttons. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, it is so good to be here. And if you guys haven't been a part of my group yet, it is on winject.com/groups/Nina Perez. And I am so stoked to be part of WinJect. I've been with them now, I think it's almost 2 years. And I know that they have just so much amazing stuff going on in the background. And I'm trying to build out all this information to put back there. So I'm super stoked for that and for connecting with all of you guys. And you have been so amazing with DMs and emailing me and all this great stuff, telling me how much you love the guests and the show and everything else. So make sure that you write down here, you click like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, because it really helps me to keep reaching the community and keep reaching people out there. So it is super, super helpful for me. And I've seen my numbers going up, up, up. And I want to make sure that I bring you guys a lot of value on the show, that I always have like people who come on and talk about things to grow, challenge, and transform the way you think. And I'm really enjoying podcasting and pouring into people the same way I'm enjoying, you know, my women's coaching group and pouring into these women. And so a lot of the things that I speak to with these women leaders and entrepreneurs is about the shame in our life and breaking like negative patterns in our life and energy and mind, you know, mind flow. I call it mind flow, not mindset, and how we can actually develop a good mind flow in our lives so that we can grow and expand the way we live, because today's the only day that matters. Tomorrow's not even promised and yesterday's already gone. So we really need to focus on what today is and what's stopping you. What is stopping you from living today to its fullest? Now, if you're here and you're watching, go ahead and leave me a comment. I'll see them. And there's my first one who I love so much. Hi, babes. That's my hubby. Hi, my king. How are you? I hope you're having a phenomenal day. I am so blessed to have such a good husband. I was talking to my daughter-in-law about that and about, you know, our lives and how things have changed in our life and how my whole outlook in life has changed and the way that I've been able to break the shame cycle in my life. I had shame that really just took me a long time to get through, and it's really caused a lot of ripples in my life. But I know now that God allowed a lot of things in my life for me, for the development of me, for the growth of me. And I want to make sure that you know, whatever I learn and how I learn and the way that I see life is a way that I'd like to give you a perspective for you to maybe see the way your life is and maybe see something different happening in your life, right? To break certain things in your life that don't need to be there anymore. And shame for me is a very powerful emotion. And I'm sure it is for you if you've dealt with it, or maybe you don't even deal with it. Maybe you deal with it in other ways, right? Procrastination, not having self-confidence, not caring for yourself, like those kind of things. Shame is a very powerful emotion. It can hold you, it can really kibosh a lot of dreams, and it can super hold you back from all of the things that you're trying to achieve in your life. And I, you know, it did for me for a very long time. I'm 50 years old now, so I'm finally getting to the point where I'm pouring into my life and I don't give a damn what anybody thinks, right? For a long time, I was a people pleaser and I was always trying to think of that other person first and all this other stuff. And I still think of people first, but I also have to think of me, and I also have to get rid of a lot of stuff that holds me back in life, right? And it really, if you don't deal with this, if you don't deal with shame in your life and negative thought patterns, it is going to prevent you from taking risks. It's going to prevent you from really believing in yourself. It's going to prevent you from asking for help. It's going to make you a procrastinator. It is going to come in and sabotage you, and you're self-sabotaging. And I know for me as a woman entrepreneur, you know, shame is debilitating, because every time you want to go and launch that program or launch an event or launch whatever it is you're trying to, a product or whatever, it stops you. It is debilitating. And I'm sure it's not just for women. I'm sure men go through this too, right? So I wanted to explore with you this shame cycle in our life and how it works, right? How we just keep getting into this loop where we are not breaking out of the loop. Now, we may break out a little bit, we go right back into this cycle as soon as something comes and triggers you, right? As soon as something comes and reminds you of something, you're going back into the shame cycle. And I want you to be free from that. I want to be completely free from that, right? Because I think all of us deal with this vicious cycle that comes in our life in segments, in droves, and in yo-yoing, right? It'll come and go, it'll come and go, but it'll keep you stuck in a negative mindset. That I can promise you. I know that was my experience, and all the women that I've worked with, that is their experience too. As soon as a trigger comes or something happens, it'll set them back, and they will feel like they're a failure. They're not good enough. They can't produce. They don't know what they're doing. All that kind of stuff just comes in to start to really sabotage you and what things you want to do. And these triggers and these feelings that come up of shame are going to lead to a lot of anxiety and worry and frustration and self-doubt and depression and all of that. You need a routine. You need something that's going to take you out of it. Because I know I was talking to my husband the other day, and we were eating at the table. I said, I have to get back into my routine because I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling a little bit like I can't do it and all that kind of stuff. And those are like old habit patterns that I have to break in my life, because those negative emotions and those negative thoughts and those things that come into you are going to lead you to avoid the things that are important. Avoid your business, avoid your family, avoid going out, avoid being social. You're going to avoid a lot of things in your life because you're not going to want to take risks. You're going to make a shit ton of excuses, and you're going to give up on your goals, and you're not going to reach what you want to reach because you don't even realize that there's something programmed within you that needs to be reprogrammed, right? And so avoiding all of that and trying not to look at it and everything is going to keep you in this shame cycle, and it's going to make it really hard for you to break free from all of these things that are coming to sabotage you. Now, shame is one of those things that probably were instilled in us from our core, from our identity piece in our, when we were children, right? I like to look at the shame cycle and in these negative beliefs of procrastination and avoidance and self-doubt and low confidence and all of that as things that have happened in our lives. And we're programmed like a computer. Like, our brain is literally like a huge supercomputer. This is something I'm going to be digging in super deep tonight with the women in our community. And our brains are like the biggest supercomputers in the world, right? And so since you were born, actually there's been scientists that know that since before you're born in the womb, if a mommy plays music on her belly, the baby will recognize the music and the sound when they're born, right? That's pretty powerful. So from the belly, you start to develop, or not develop, you start to intake information, because you don't really have a conscious brain yet. You only have a subconscious brain, and your subconscious brain is really just kind of programmed. So you're an empty computer, right? There's nothing there yet. And all that's happening right now is downloading of information, like you would any new computer that you buy, and you're trying to put all the new software in it, right? So they're saying that from the age of birth to seven, or right before birth to seven, is you are literally living in a subconscious mind. So you are just downloading, and programs are being put into your mind, because it's not until about the age of seven or eight where you start to actually have a conscious mind and start to try to navigate all of the information that you have and I always say this right. I mean, wrong. You always put everything in compartments because I never can say the compartmentalize. I never can say that word no matter how much I try. So you put everything in compartments in your brain. And what happens is we're downloading and storing all of this information from stuff we're seeing and the stuff we're experiencing, right? So if we're experiencing seeing our parents have a horrible relationship or they're fighting all the time or they don't respect each other, whatever. We're just downloading information. And then when we start to about 7 or 8 years old, getting our brain to actually have a conscious part of our brain, then we're actually just kind of deciphering all of those things that are in our mind. That kind of stuff is where all that shame and all of that starts to become almost our core identity. Because when we're little, don't do that. Why did you do that? That was dumb. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like getting all of this information thrown at us where we don't even have a way to consciously understand that maybe our parents are going through something, or maybe they themselves are dealing with shame, or whatever the situation is. And what happens is now that we are just downloading information, we don't have a conscious brain to say that this is not right. So it becomes part of who we are, becomes part of our identity, it becomes part of our personality. And that's why sometimes some things are so deep, it's so hard to break them. But when you have a shame cycle in your life, or you are in a pattern, in an environment in your life where it is toxic and it is actually just in a loop for you, and every time you get it to a certain level, you can't quite break through, and then you break through, but you just can't quite make it there. You might be in a shame pattern. If you are procrastinating and you don't want to do things, that could be shame as well, because you don't want to fail, because you don't want to, feel like you don't know something. You right? So you're stopping yourself in business. You're stopping yourself in life. You're stopping yourself in relationships. And then you make excuses like, well, it's just because I'm tired, or it's just because I don't want to, or it's just because I like being single. Meanwhile, at night you're struggling because you're alone. Like all of these things that keep you in a loop. Now, I've been doing a lot of study on this in the brain and the expansion of our brain and DNA and the mind and how it works. And the reason I do this, because I get into a rabbit hole. I love this kind of stuff, right? And so I was watching this amazing study by Bruce Lipton, right? So he's like a scientist, and he did this amazing study. So he took a cell, blood cell, and he put it in a petri dish, and he let it like keep multiplying, because you know our cells multiply by the thousands per second. That's amazing. Like God is amazing the way he built us. But he takes a cell, he puts it in a petri dish, and he lets it multiply. And this one cell multiplies into 30,000 cells. He takes these 30,000 cells, he puts them in three different plates, petri dishes, and he adds different elements to them, and he puts them in different environments. And what he realized is that each one created something different. So one of the petri dishes created, I think it was tissue, one created bone, and one created fat. And it blew my mind, because I realized, and he even said, that we have always blamed the way of our behaviors, the way we act, the way we do things, blah, 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 the mannerisms that we have. It's like, oh, my mother's child, whatever have you. But what he proved by taking the cell and adding different things to it is that it is what you feed it in the environment. Isn't that mind-blowing? That is mind-blowing. So that means that we have the right, the authority, the mindset, the will, the know-how. We can do all of those things where we can take our petri dish with the thousands of cells, and we can add a new environment to it. We can add something new that will create something different. Isn't that freaking amazing? That blew my mind. I mean, it blew my mind, right? Because the environment and what we feed ourselves is going to really change what we are outputting. So it'll change our lives, and it can change us forever. So if you're somebody who is stuck in a loop, stuck in this cycle of shame, stuck in a cycle of negative patterns and behaviors, you can change it. And the way you change it is by ingesting or putting in to yourself, meaning what you hear, what you see, what people are feeding you. You will see what it is that you are going to take and what you are going to throw out. And then you're going to put yourself in the right environment so that you can start breaking the shame cycle in your life and the negative patterns that are in your life. That just blew my mind. That blew my mind. And it eliminated excuses, right? Because breaking free is not easy, not usually easy, because our minds get in the way. But what you don't realize is we do a lot of things subconsciously all the time. And it is our conscious mind that has to be activated to change what our subconscious is maybe sabotaging us in. And we don't always know what that is, but you have to acknowledge, first of all, that you're even in shame, that you even have things that are stopping you. Because the first step from breaking free from all of the stuff in your life and all the shame and all the negative patterns and all those negative behaviors, that you have to acknowledge it. You have to really step up and say, I own that. Okay, I own that. That is where I am right now. And it's going to be difficult and you're not going to like it. Oh, well, it got to get done. Okay, but it's important for you. It's important for you to face it and face it head on. Because when we procrastinate, or when we don't want to do it, or we don't feel like doing or whatever, putting things off because we don't feel like it, it's usually a sign that we just don't feel like we're good enough, or that we don't really feel like we are valuable enough to actually go for it, right? But it got to get done. You want to change? It got to get done. Right? Now, we may be afraid of failing. We may be afraid. We may be afraid of being judged. We may be afraid of all of those things. But procrastination is going to be a turning point for you, where you have to say to yourself, I don't want to avoid these negative feelings. I don't want to avoid what I need to do. The work got to get done. And even if it means that in the end that, you know, you might fail at whatever it is you're trying to do, you still got to do it. Right? Don't procrastinate any longer. Change you. Show up for you. All right? Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't let them just dwell there. Don't let them keep being part of your subconscious and stopping you from doing everything you want to do. Right? Once you acknowledge that you are having shame or having negative thought, or maybe you're just not as positive as you wish you could, you need to challenge yourself and look at those thoughts and say, okay, that's the thought. Okay, let's deal with that. Ask yourself if that thought is even true. It might be something that you've been carrying since you were a child and you're still carrying it. It's outdated, right? So ask yourself if these thoughts that you're having that are negative, you're not good enough. Why? What is the evidence to show that you are not good enough? Because I am sure that you have had some things in life where you have been successful. So obviously you can do it, okay? Are you really a failure? Nobody's a failure. If God has created you and you are a person of moral standing and you treat people well and you go out there, you help others, and you can accomplish working and you can do the things that you got to do to create a positivity in your life and in the life of others, you are not a failure. Stop saying that, okay? Stop saying you're not good enough. That is not true. You need to ask yourself if your thoughts, the thoughts that you're having that probably were given to you as when you were a child, are they still even valid, right? When my first grade teacher called me stupid, I lived with that for years, feeling I was stupid. And I didn't call myself stupid unless I was angry and I said, oh my God, you're so stupid, right? But subconsciously, I really did think I was stupid because she told me that and it hurt me. It hurt me to the core and it stayed with me. And I was like kindergarten or first grade. So what is that, 6, 7 years old, right? I had no way of saying, okay, she's just frustrated with me. She doesn't know that I have, a little dyslexia and ADHD. I didn't know that either until I was an adult, right? So she was frustrated, but did I know that? No. So what did she say? Was it true? No, it wasn't true. You have to start practicing self-compassion for yourself. It's essential. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to be like, okay, let me have a little compassion on myself. Let me actually, you know, show up for me. Let me actually show that I love me, that I'm okay with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that at the detriment of hurting others. Don't become a narcissist, but you do have to give yourself compassion. It means to be kind to yourself and to understand that you were going through some things in life that maybe you just didn't quite understand just yet, but maybe now you have new knowledge. You know, we make mistakes. We always make mistakes. Okay, so seek support if you're struggling by not even realizing how you can break the shame, or it's really a part of you and you don't know how to break through, then seek support. Go to see a therapist, go into a coaching program, find a friend, a family member, somebody who is wise and caring and compassionate, and seek that support if you need it, okay? But breaking free is going to be important, especially from this cycle that we're in, that we're constantly going through. It's just so tiring. Right? So break free from this. It's important. And that first step is going to be that acknowledgement of you. All right? It's going to be that self-awareness, knowing that you are actually in it. Don't ignore it anymore. You can't do that to you again, because you're not even promised tomorrow. So why are you waiting? What? Don't start tomorrow. Start now. If the best way to be unsuccessful is to start tomorrow. Start today. Set clear goals. All right. You're going to have clear goals. You're going to set your goals and you're going to focus on something that you're going to work towards. And that's going to be breaking the shame cycle, being self-aware and realizing that you are at a different place in your life and you need to change the trajectory of where you're going in order for you to get new results. Okay. So take some risks, step up for you. It's essential for you to be successful. If you're going to be successful, take some risks. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of stepping out of that comfort zone. It's not comfortable. I promise. Because if you're always going through a shame cycle or a place where you're not feeling good, that's not a comfortable place, even though you are habitually doing it. So we have a place where we have become habitual in our, shame. But that's not comfortable. Okay? So stop thinking you're comfortable. Stop thinking you're safe. Stop thinking you're in the right place because you're not, especially if you're dealing with this. So step out of that comfort zone. Believe in yourself and know that that's going to be the most important thing that you can do for you. Believe in you. I believe in you. And I know that you can get to a place where you can believe in you if you're not there already. Believe in yourself, step out of that comfort zone and do something that makes you focus. So go ahead and set some goals and so you can have a focus to go towards because you deserve it, okay? Because I know that this shame cycle is going to be very difficult to overcome, but it's not impossible, okay? So follow what I'm telling you, follow the strategy I gave you, okay? And make sure that you start to break free from everything that's holding you back from being a thriving entrepreneur or a thriving leader in your life. Right? Because you can get better. We all can get better. All right. So our time here is ending because it's already 21 minutes and I got to go to get ready for my women's group. But understand that I want to be here for you. So please go ahead. If this is giving you any kind of ahas or great, great content moments, please like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, because I want you to remember that you are capable, that you are powerful, that you can grow, challenge, and transform your thinking because you are deserving of a life and a business that you've always wanted or that you've always dreamed of. I work with a lot of female entrepreneurs. Don't let the past define you anymore. Don't let the past define your future. Stop it right now. This cycle breaks. Break it. Okay? And I want to be here for you to help you as much as I can. If you want to contact me, talk to me, any of that stuff, please go ahead. It's info@ninaperez.com or go to ninaperez.com and go ahead and just email me and go look at what I do because this is what I want to do. I want to help you transform. I want to help you create. I want to help you expand your mind. I want to help you grow beyond what you thought. That's why I have coaches in my life and that's why I pour into other women to pour into them some new strategy, idea, roadmaps, all of that for that they can grow, challenge, and transform their thinking. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know that I enjoyed pouring into you and I want to make sure that you leave a review, a comment, something. I get back to them. I really do. I check them all. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, because I'm trying to reach a broader community so that I can really, so that we can have dialogue, so that we can expand our minds. And make sure you join my free my free WinJect community at winject.com/groups/Nina Perez. winject.com/groups/Nina Perez. I truly am grateful for you. And I'm grateful for you spending this time with me. And I love you for it. Have a great day. This is Nina Perez, straight talk, no sugar added. Until next time.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.